Welcome to the Rising Modern Woman podcast. You are both a masterpiece and a work in progress, and that is okay. You are here on earth to grow, to learn, and to fulfill your soul's purpose. Hi, I'm Kath, your host. In this podcast, we talk about spirituality, personal development, mindset, and weaving your dream life. Knowing yourself, your soul, is the first step. Take back your power and be in charge of the life you are meant to live. You are more powerful than you think. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Rising Modern Woman podcast. It's almost the end of November while I'm recording this, and honestly, I really can't believe that we're nearing the end of another month. Time is passing by so quickly, and I just can't really feel how much time has passed. I know that I've been saying this for the last few episodes, but this 2021 just really showed time to me in such a whole new light, and I'm experiencing it very differently. And I can't wait to tell you and update you about so many things that I want to share in this episode. Before anything else, I would like to update you with the brand new astrology season that we're facing. Last November 21, the sun entered the sign of Sagittarius, and I must say, I love Sagittarius energy so much, and just that whole season from November 21 to December 21, I love the vibe of that time period so much, because it's like the building peak of the holiday season, and I'm so up for that. I don't know if I have mentioned before, but my moon sign is also in Sagittarius, so I really relate with Sagittarius energy as well. And this point in the astrological calendar is always something that we love talking about, because the energy of Sagittarius is simply so optimistic, it's joyful, and the energy itself of the sign is known for being bold, for being free, for being adaptable. So we can really see how this kind of energy can play out in our day-to-day lives through the manifestation of our joyous emotions. The sign Sagittarius is ruled by the planet Jupiter, which is the planet of luck and expansion. So this season could be a good starting point for us to get out of our comfort zone and embrace new adventures and just find ways to expand the many facets of our lives. And it's actually very interesting, because a few weeks ago, just as we are about to leave the Scorpio season, I received so many messages about tweaking my spiritual practice and embracing both new and old things that I used to love but have forgotten. And one of those things that I received is to use tarot for my spiritual practice. I have used tarot before, and I have read for other people, and I just love using this tool, a tool for intuition, a tool for knowing yourself better, and a tool for understanding the world around you better. I love it so much. But when I started working with Akashic Records, I don't do tarot or I don't pull cards so much, but then I received this strong message to incorporate tarot in my practice. And aside from that, I also received a very beautiful message to start to read again. And there was no instruction about what genre or what kind of books I should read, but just a general message of expanding my knowledge through reading. And I love that so much. I'm already planning for the number of books that I plan to read for the next year and before 2021 ends. I guess this is a precursor of some sort to the energy of the Sagittarius season, that energy of sort of embracing something new and exploring some parts of yourself that you think could really help for your growth. In line with that, there is one card in the tarot deck that really represents Sagittarius energy for me, although it's not the exact card that represents the zodiac sign Sagittarius. That card is Temperance. I actually see this card as something that makes me see the vibrance, the hope, the optimism of Sagittarius season energy, and that is no other than the card called the Fool. And don't get fooled by its name. Everything could be seen in two perspectives, and the Fool card shows an image of a young man standing at the edge of a cliff, seemingly without care in the world. He sets out to a new adventure and he is gazing upwards towards the sky, and he's holding a rose on one hand, and on the other hand he has this little knapsack, a bag of his, where I think he contains all his belongings, and he has a dog as well by his side, and the dog seems to be ready to set out with him on a new adventure. And of course, that can be seen in two perspectives. One where he's just so excited to begin his new adventure, and another one where he could be seen as someone reckless who is standing over a cliff and does not care whether he falls or not. But for me, it really simply embraces the energy of Sagittarius season, that beautiful optimism, that beautiful energy of knowing that there is so much adventure ahead of you. And I hope that in many ways we can embody this kind of beautiful energy. I actually channeled a message for Sagittarius season on my Akashic records, and I want to share it as well here if you haven't seen one of the posts that contained that. It goes like this: break free of the old, embrace the new. If you are hiding in a shell that conceals the parts of you that you are not comfortable sharing, now is the time to step up and speak your truth. The boldness and courage of this season is a tool for you to forge your own definition of adventure. Do not walk the earth and deceive yourself and other people by showing them a version of you that does not exist anymore. Do not fight the winds of change and lose yourself in the process. You can take on the world with a light heart. Make room for adventures and see the light amidst it all. Explore the world and remember that you can be you. I love that statement so much, and I guess my explanation about how I see the energy of Sagittarius season really is embodied in that message. It's so supportive, and yeah, I just hope that we can all enjoy this season. The topic of this episode is actually something that I didn't know I would talk about this week. My initial plan was to talk about time, but there is another big astrological event that happened this month that I just can't ignore, and the lessons that I got from it was so profound that I have to share it in this podcast. Basically, we had a lunar eclipse in Taurus last November 19, 2021. It's actually also a full moon, which makes it really interesting because we are now in eclipse season. And if you have been a listener of this podcast before, we have talked about eclipses, and we know that eclipses really brings sudden change and transformation in our lives. And it's very special because the eclipse happened in the sign of Taurus, and Taurus is a sign that is so close to us as earthly beings, as physical beings, because it represents security, stability, physical possessions, and it is ruled by the planet Venus, which has something to do with everything love and beauty and the luxuries of life. So we can see so much closeness in the sign of Taurus to what we value as human beings here on Earth. It also ties to our self-worth and how safe and secure we feel and how confident we are with who we are. Interestingly, the first eclipse in Taurus, which just happened, is just the start of the series of eclipses that will happen in the Taurus and Scorpio axis for the next 2 years. That simply means that whatever you are working with or whatever came up for you last eclipse could be carried on and could play out for the next 2 years. So it will really help a lot to reflect about what came up for you in that eclipse week, in that week beginning and sort of after November 19, because it might be one of the themes that you'd be working on until October 2023. However, astrological events and universal activations like this are always something that should not be feared. Instead, we could use them as guides to help us pinpoint the aspects of our lives we think we should focus on and we think we need healing. I have noticed that one of the themes of Taurus, which is regarding material possessions, abundance, and wealth, is something that plays out both for myself and for the people I have read for in the past. And talking about that aligns so much with the past eclipse that happened and for the next 2 years to come. So I decided to sort of share what I have learned while navigating this topic in my own Akashic records and in many of my readings. Many of my past clients asked about how they could be more abundant or simply how they could gain more money in this life, and there is a common denominator that the Pinnacle shares whenever someone asks about that, and that statement is, money is energy. Money is energy, and it flows and it goes, it comes back around. Another thing that they share is that the way money flows to you is directly related to how you feel about yourself. They really ask probing questions such as, do you feel like you deserve money? Do you believe in yourself enough? Do you believe in the path that you are currently in? Do you know within yourself that you deserve everything, including the abundance that you so seek for? And it's amazing because before I got into spirituality, I have always seen money as some form of a tool to navigate our human existence. And I didn't see it as something that is related to how I value and how I see myself worth. The Pinnacle shared that how we think of ourselves affects our energy, our auric field, and therefore it affects the way that we attract or the things that we attract to ourselves. That does not include merely money, but also other things such as relationships, circumstances, and all other things that flow. Another thing that really was very interesting for me, which I have uncovered in my own Akashic records and the Akashic records of the people I read for, is how our views on money is directly affected by our experiences in our past lives. And what I mean by past lives is in a linear sense, the lives that we have lived here on Earth before this current lifetime that we have. The things that we have experienced before in those lives, hundreds, even thousands of years ago, is still being carried in our bodies, in our energy, and it affects directly how we see the things in this life. I still am so amazed whenever I read for someone and their past lives play like a movie. I see it so vividly and it gives me a context of what they are working through in that lifetime. And the craziest part of it is how those lessons from that lifetime still reflects in this current lifetime. One of the things that I would love to share is actually another past life memory that I have uncovered in my own Akashic records. In my Akashic records, I was informed that I had a past life here on Earth, a very recent past life, where I was also living here in the country that I'm living now in the Philippines, and I was married to a farmer and we lived a very impoverished life. I had 3 children in that lifetime and we barely had something to eat. One of the most mind-chilling visions I saw in my Akashic records is myself in that lifetime in the church, in a big church, praying, begging the Lord for a day, where I could simply live and have everything I need for myself and for my family. It was very emotional to see that. The reason why I wanted to share that is because the money mindset that I have gotten in that lifetime still reflects on my abundance mindset in this lifetime. Personally, I never felt impoverished in this lifetime. I am so blessed to have enough, just enough. We don't live luxuriously. We are not wealthy, but we always had enough. My parents did their best, their absolute best to give me and my brother a good life, and I'm forever so grateful for them because of that. But interestingly, I never felt abundant. I never felt like I have enough. And it goes far beyond that because I also extend this money mindset on other people. I used to see myself before getting into personal development as someone who had absolutely no budget for things that could nourish me, and that includes buying books that I know would help me or buying a course I have been eyeing for so long because I never felt like I could splurge on those kind of things. And the next thing is I never felt like I'm worthy of splurging on myself. And it also reflected when I started to run my own spiritual practice through RMW. I had trouble pricing my offering even though I have clearly heard in my Akashic records the true value of it, because I thought that this was also the way that other people thought as well. I thought that they would not spend on something like that. And I kept on thinking that I'm not worthy of being given that amount. It was something confusing for me because I absolutely know how important spiritual work is. I absolutely honor my practice, but somehow it does not reflect on my money mindset. And when I opened my Akashic records and they told me this lifetime and how I have carried this money mindset, it just all made sense. Our souls have so much history and it carries so much traumas and baggage as well. And just being aware of these baggages, of these traumas, is already a step forward to heal. Once I learned that past version of myself, I wasn't cured in one night, but that awareness gave me a permission to pause whenever I catch myself feeling like I'm not worthy of receiving, feeling like I am projecting my own money limiting beliefs on other people. It gave me something to think about, and now I often reflect whenever I see this happen, and it has helped me so much to grow around my abundance and money mindset. That brings me to another important topic that I want to mention, and this is something that has been coming up for me as well so many times, and it came up once again today, just today, this morning. I had my very first Reiki session done to me by Jamie. Jamie is my soul sister. I call her that simply because our souls are just so divinely connected in this lifetime and in other lifetimes. And I just can't stop talking about her. Someday I'll invite her over to the podcast and we'll chat about all the things that I have been telling you guys about. Anyway, she gave me Reiki, and the messages that she channeled for me included one of the biggest lessons that I still have trouble working with, and that is allowing myself to receive. It is vital to understand that money is energy, and there should always be an energetic exchange for money to flow abundantly. And if you are someone who just keeps on giving and giving and giving without feeling worthy to receive, or without wanting to receive, you will have an energetic imbalance, and there will come a time where you will be giving in a place of exhaustion. You will be giving in a place where you are an empty cup. You will be giving in a place where you will feel furious because you are not being given what is an equivalent exchange of what you are putting out to the world. And that initially may sound selfish, but it's definitely not. Whenever we give, we must also receive in return. And that is how we could keep energetic balance in our bodies, and we are able to share our medicine to the world, our craft to the world, our love to the world. And it's just so important to realize that, because I know so many people who are so generous, so giving, so loving. They are healers, but they keep on depleting themselves, thinking that they should be the only ones nurturing, caring, and that should not be the case. It's important to realize that you can't keep giving at the expense of your own self. It is important to also allow yourself to receive simply because you deserve that. You deserve to receive all the love that you are giving to the world, and you deserve to receive energetic exchange from the medicine that you are sharing to the world. This is something that I probably wouldn't say if I was the version of myself 2 years ago. I had very little confidence in myself, and I don't know the concept of self-sovereignty back then. I didn't know that it's not selfish to receive. And if you're going to take something from this episode, that's probably one of the most important ones, aside from valuing yourself. If you will be trying to embrace a new perspective this Sagittarius season, then may this be one of the things you try, because it simply would change your life. It's not always easy to embrace something like this, because we have always been programmed to give all of us and not to expect anything in return. But it's one of the best things to do for yourself, to love yourself better. I really hope that you enjoyed this chat with me. Honestly, I am feeling a bit anxious, because the way that I create my podcast episode is very structured. And what I mean by that is that in the past, I really script out my whole podcast episodes. I want it to be flowing very smoothly. I don't want myself stammering. I don't want myself to be out of my train of thought. But this episode is the very first episode that I decided to just go all out to just share with you the things that I'm learning and what I'm going through without any pre-made structure or pre-made script. And that is not something that is a big deal to some creators, because some creators I know are just so sharing their heart out and letting go of perfectionism. But this is something that is out of my comfort zone. So I hope that in any way this episode served you. And another thing that I would love to say is that I'm still keeping the 40% off on Akashic Records readings. So if an Akashic Records reading is also something that you would love to experience this Sagittarius season, then feel free to message me, or you can just book on my website. I'll put it in the show notes below. I think this is all I have to share for this episode. I'm wishing you all the best things in life, and oh my gosh, I just realized that the next episode would probably be the December lesson from the records already. I say this all the time, but I'll say it again. Time is moving so quickly, and I'm just so excited to hear about what the Pinnacle has to say for December. I'm sending all my love to you, and bye. See you in the next episode.